Easy.
It's a typical morning for Eric Flanagan.
Hank, Ellen, Austin, Stanley, Tigger.
Okay. It's 9 a.m. and he has 5 dogs to walk. Though they're all cute, they're not his.
I know. I love you too. Oh my goodness. Thanks for the kisses.
This daily routine is not only a steady job, but a popular one in the Bay Area.
Let's go. Nice. Sit. Good boy. This is like a child care industry, but it's a pet care industry. Come on. Bring the ball.
Citizen Hound San Francisco estimates there are hundreds of dog walkers in the city, and they make around $70,000 a year.
Is this your first baby?
Yeah.
Oh, have you guys had him since he was a puppy?
Yeah.
With the high cost of housing in the city, it's more affordable for many people to raise dogs instead of kids, and that's led to a cottage industry of pet pampering.
So we have red and white to choose from, dog wine, and then we also have the dog beer, which comes in beef and chicken.
That's Carla Ockfamia, the owner of Paw Patch Pastries, a dog bakery that's always busy.
Do you know what kind of cake flavor you are looking at?
What are the options?
The Kumars are planning their puppy's first birthday party. They're debating ice cream and bonbons for dogs.
We can put goodie bags together for you where it has their meme on it and it's customized and there's a picture of your puppy on there.
Bark mitzvahs, dog weddings, and yappy hour are more common than you may think. And here's why.
Pets today are the new children. You see more and more dogs here than you do children. It's just the norm now in San Francisco.
Both Eric and Carla say it all comes back to the cost of living and what's more economical for people.
Every 5 to 10 minutes, you'll see a different dog walking by. But to hear a baby cry once in a while, you might get that maybe once or twice.
Though that sound may be more rare these days, it seems this one certainly isn't.
Good boy.
Alyssa Candiotti for the Hearst Journalism Awards.